Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the E-Block.
Cloud Radio Show on the planet. It's your boy, man, the Hood, Howard Stern, holding it down from 6 Mile to the Mile High. Holding it down solo dolo today, man. My dude, Money, couldn't make it in the studio today, so I'm going to still hold it down, dog. It's all good. Yo, we got a fly-ass show tonight. If you haven't been checking us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, every motherfucking where, because E-Block everywhere, then you got to know what's going on today, man. Today, we're going to talk a little random shit at the beginning, of course, like we always do. Talk about what's going on with the news, the shit that happened at the inauguration, shit like that. Then we go pop off into our main event, right? So today, I'm blessed again to have my man Andre Keys come back to the show. Shout out to the Mayhem web series. This time, he bringing the executive producer, my man Sean Lane. S. Dot Lane, or SL if you watch the show, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to check them out in about 15 minutes. We're going to get into an interview with them. So shout out to Andre Keys and my man Sean Lane, putting on for Mayhem, man. Shout out to my bros out in Jersey, you feel me? Brick City. Yo, I ain't fuck with Jersey since Redman, bro. So I found this web series, and I've been back on my Jersey shit. So shout out to Elizabeth, man, in Jersey out there. Look, also at the end, man, you want to hang out because I got my man A. Measy. He representing from Denver, all right? So shout out to Denver, my man A. Measy at the end for the musical guest. Got a fly little joint. We're going to play his at the end, so make sure you stick around. Also, of course, it is Social Media Thursday. So if you got social media like everybody else on Earth does, then make sure you hit me up on Instagram and Twitter, all right? So hit up your boy at Hood Howard Stern. That's on Instagram and Twitter. And also, if you got Facebook, you can check out the fan page. That's www.facebook.com/eblockradio. All right, so we out here in the building. So before we jump off into everything, too, I want to give a shout-out to my partners. I got partners over at New Orleans Talk Network. That's www.neworleanstalknetwork.com. And my dogs over at Blackout Radio, man. Shout-out to Black Tier. Make sure you check out the rest of the lineup, too, on Blackout Radio. You can go to blackout.hearitnation.com and check out the whole lineup from Blackout Radio. Shout-out's done for right now, man. We're going to keep it moving. But don't forget, if you're chiming in right now, if you're on eblockradio.com, you can actually call in about 15 minutes once I get the crew on. You can hit us up at 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key. You can holler at Andre Keys and Sean Lane. We're going to talk some Mayhem shit. We're going to talk some Jersey shit. We're going to talk a whole lot of shit. You feel me? So make sure y'all stick around your computers, around your laptops, around your tablets so you can hear what's going on. But look, man, I got to talk a little shit, though, before we get into everything, man. I got to talk about this inauguration shit. Now, of course, I know, you know, the presidential shit is some serious shit. You know what I'm saying? And, especially for us black folks. I don't know. And maybe I'm overreacting, but shit, Donald Trump in the White House is some serious shit. Like, real talk. So, this is my thing, man. We go skip the whole shit about the presidency right now. First, we go talk about people performing at the inauguration. Now, I didn't personally think it was no real issue. I don't guess. Like, I don't know. It's a kind of a weird thing. At first I was like, you know, at first I was kind of tripping, I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was kind of strange, like, you know, if I ain't supporting the president, then I definitely wouldn't perform, you know, at the joint. But then I was thinking, you know, maybe that ain't the case. maybe you need to be a little more open-minded and be able to represent at a place where we probably about to get, like, no representation ever again. So, you know, with that thinking, I first want to say something about Chrisette Michele. Now, Chrisette Michele took a lot of heat. I'm talking about a lot of heat, bro. So she ended up doing it or whatever. She performed at the inauguration, or at the inaugural ball, rather. And she caught a lot of slack for that shit. So I caught an interview with her on the Breakfast Club. Yeah, Charlamagne, you know, Angela Yee, DJ Envy. And her rationale behind it, like, I guess I can understand. Her rationale behind it was the same thing I just said, though, like, to give the people a voice who might not otherwise have a voice. But then I guess, to me, it's like, for a singer, unless you get up there and perform, like, some real Negro spiritual shit, I don't know how you get your point across like that. And, you know, I could be wrong. You know, I could definitely be wrong. But I don't know. I think I probably would have either turned it down, or I'd have just been like on some for real Black Power shit. Like, she got a song called Black Girl Magic. So I'm thinking, like, you know, maybe if you go do the inauguration ball or inaugural ball or however you call it, then maybe you should perform that shit. I don't know. You know, or maybe I'm too political about it. I don't know. But to me, it's a weird thing. We're talking about Donald Trump, man, who got a... I don't even know what to say. I don't know what else you can say bad about it. But we're talking about a president who has no experience in politics, which I guess to some, that may sound like a great idea, because I guess you're just tired of politics. So, I mean, maybe that's the case. But then, on top of that, he's surrounding a whole bunch of idiots around him, though. So, like, if everybody, if don't nobody know what they're doing, like, what's really going on? And then, you just figure the first three days he's been in office, he's been passing all kind of bills. And shout out to my niggas in Chicago, man. Yo, my niggas in Chicago, be easy, bro, because they about to send the federales y'all way. And them niggas ain't going home empty-handed. Like, the shit about to get real stupid. For real. And I know a lot of people say, you know, some ill shit going on in Chicago, which it is, you know what I'm saying? It is some ill shit going on in Chicago, but at the same time, sending the feds and, like, turn that shit into, like, a real hostile environment, it's a quick fix, but it ain't gonna fix the shit all the way. I mean, that's the way I look at it. So, I don't know. But, yeah, he trying to send the feds down to Chicago. People like, yeah, send them down there so they can get some law and order. Those are air quotes, in case you probably can't see me. Of course, you're on the radio. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? They wanna go down there and basically enforce the law, which is a good thing, because, you know, niggas is dying like every day, so I understand. But then that same money, though, I mean to me, I don't know, that same money can be spent on resources, education, shit like that, to get niggas out the street. Because all you gotta do when you go down there now is lock motherfuckers up, and I don't really see how that's gonna help. You know what I'm saying? So, now, I don't know. That's my take on that joint. But as far as the people performing, you know, at the inauguration or at the inaugural ball, or even people going, because mind you, you know, Mayweather went to the inauguration, but for whatever reason, niggas ain't been giving him the same slack. I ain't sure why, but nobody been giving him the same slack. I guess they don't want to fight. But I don't think I could have did it, though. You know, that's just a personal opinion. I ain't no, you know, no disrespect to the people who did, you know, perform or, you know, felt like they wanted to, you know, open up that conversation. But to be honest with you, I think that wasn't really the time and place, unless you really just go all out. Like, you go come and you go bring Mr. Farrakhan, which... That's the only way I could have seen it. I don't know. But that's, like I said, that's just me, though. I might be on some real political shit. I'm not really sure. But at this point, I guess shit is too late now. So he in there. So we got to figure out a way to keep it moving, you know what I'm saying, with him in office. Now, for a lot of people I know, I mean, a lot of people, they outraged. It's been marches and shit and everything. And, of course, they did that shit with Obama, too. But I think what was different about Obama is that the powers that be kind of restricted him. So, like, not only was people protesting, they was able to actually stop him from doing shit. Like, we protesting and shit like that, but I don't know how much power we actually got to really stop this clown from doing shit he want to do. Now, again, first 3 days, he passing all kind of shit. So first of all, he got the pipeline, you know, joint going back to South Dakota. People was out there protesting, and, you know, they stopped them from the construction so they wouldn't fuck up the lands out there and build this pipeline or whatever. You know, overturn that, so he forced them to do that shit. Then, of course, like I said, he trying to send the feds to Chicago. Now he back on that wall shit, you know what I'm saying, in Mexico. Like, dog, this some crazy shit. Like, but this your president, though. Like, in 60, you know, over 60 million people voted for him. Like, it just kind of give you the climate of where we at in America, dog. That's the bottom line. And it's a scary thing a little bit, because, like, you don't really know where you fall in. You know, you really don't know where you fall in, because ultimately, especially being a businessman, like, you know, like the president is, I think ultimately, man, it's about to be a top and bottom. It's going to be a rich and a poor. Like, middle class is going to be obsolete. It's going to be, like, really the have and have nots. But this is what people wanted. This is what 60 million motherfuckers went in there and voted for. This is what they wanted. It's an odd thing, man. I guess I'm blessed to have lived to see, you know, a black president or whatever. But now, now we got this in return. It's almost like payback. It's a funny shit to say, but it's almost like payback, man. It's like we getting paid back for putting Obama in office. I guess that's probably a fucked up way to think about it. But I think that's kind of really how it is, though. Like, we somehow managed to get a black man into the office, and then I think because of that, Donald Trump is in office. Like, I don't think if anybody else had been president before, I don't think Donald Trump would have had a choice. But I think the anger that was developed because of Obama being in office allowed this to happen. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. Like, I'm excited, I'm happy that we had a black president, but damn, having a black president came with a price, though, and this is our price. So we paying for it now with Donald Trump, man. That's some crazy shit right there. But anyway, enough about that. I don't want to talk about Donald Trump no more, because, of course, we can talk about that forever. But just getting back to Chrisette Michele. So she said that, you know, she kind of knew it was going to be, you know, a problem, whatever. So, but she said she went ahead and did it anyway. And she felt like that was a brave thing to do. Now, I think for some of us, I don't know, I guess it's not easy to see it that way. Originally, I mean, because I guess people talk that same shit about, you know, not Malcolm X, but Martin Luther King, because, you know, he wanted to have to sit down and be peaceful and nonviolent and have these conversations with people that we was like, fuck that, we don't want to have no conversation at all, you know, that type of shit. So I guess at that point, like, even then, you know, even then we was looking at him sideways. So, you know, I'm gonna give these people the benefit of the doubt. And, like, you know, even just like Steve Harvey and Ray Lewis and Kanye, I don't even know about Kanye. He on his own shit. I can't really say on that. But like them and Jim Brown, like, all I'm gonna say is I'm going to see. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see. Because if, at this point, you having that conversation, we need to have some action. There need to be some results from the conversation. Because otherwise, like, we just looking like some clowns. So, I mean, that's kind of my take on that. But, like I said, I don't want to spend too much time on politics, even though, as I said before, we can talk a whole lot about that shit, especially now. I mean, it's going to be a lot of talk about it for the next 4 years. I mean, I'm guessing, unless he get impeached in between time. But then, to be honest with you, I don't really want him to get impeached, because shit, the vice president is just as bad. So Mike Pence is probably the one we really need to be worried about, to be honest with you. So, I don't know. But anyway, aside from that, dog, we go jump off on that. But one more thing before I leave that. I did want to say, though, that shit in Chicago is totally, that's a bad move. Hopefully they, they get that figured out so they don't send the feds down there and, like, turn that shit into, like, some real crime and punishment shit. Like, because it, to me, I just don't think it makes sense. Like, you spend that kind of money, you spend it on resources and education and get them people in Chicago something to do as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, just trying to go down there and lock everybody up. Like, what you going to do after you lock everybody up? Like, what's the next plan? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna leave that alone for real, cause I know my lady Coco J. She just came on and she hate talking about politics. So I know she probably looking at the phone like, dog, quit talking about politics. So I ain't gonna talk about it no more. I'm gonna let it go. But I did away from the politics. I did want to give a shout out to my man Tax Stone. I don't know if y'all up on Tax Stone. Tax Stone is a podcaster, of course. Podcaster from New York, actually came up to, you know, the podcast fame not too long ago, maybe like, you know, less than a year. But he got his own podcast on the Loud Speakers Podcast Network. But anyway, last week or maybe week before last, he ended up getting into some trouble in connection to a shooting, and I think that was in New York too with Troy Ave. Now, if you're not familiar with what's going on, basically. Somebody started shooting after I want to say a T.I. concert or something. But somehow they tried to tie him into that, but he didn't really have nothing to do with it. But anyway, some people got shot. One dude got killed. And then like a year, I guess this is a year, almost 2 years later. Now they got my man up there. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if he really got a connection with the shooting, but what it is though is like he got a record. And he was on, I guess they had him on camera or they know that he had a firearm. So of course they trying to hem him up on that. So, I mean, that's where we at with that. He got caught with a gun basically he ain't supposed to. So really I'm really trying to figure out how they even know, like, cause they showed the video and I seen the video and it's, you know, you can kind of tell, like, I ain't really sure if it's him or not, but you don't ever actually see him holding a gun or shooting a gun, so I really don't know if it got anything to do with that video, but it's crazy shit, though. Shout out to my man, Tax Stone. I hope he make it through, but shit, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Them New York gun laws, well, they ain't no joke. The New York gun laws ain't no joke at all. So hopefully you make it through, man. I don't know what the situation gonna be right now, cause I think he's still, I want to say he's still locked down, cause they tried to get an appeal to where he could jump off, you know, until the court date or whatever. But something happened, like they found some more charges or something. So now he's still locked down. So, man, shout out to him and to the people over at Loudspeakers. Podcast network, dog. Shit, I hope that I get that shit together. Cause I ain't gonna lie, shit, I like the podcast. But plus, you know, I don't want the nigga to go to jail for something he ain't really do. But also, the podcast is live. I kind of like that shit. But shit, we go. I'm gonna check in with my interview guest real quick to make sure we on deck. If you on eblockradio.com, you can call in. 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key. We going Facebook Live in just a minute. As soon as I touch base with them and make sure we online and we all good, because it's about that time. So what we going to do here real quick, and I'm going to play a little joint by my man Splash B. We're going to play this music real quick. I'm going to reach out to my interview folks, and then we're going to get it popping. So we got my man Andre Keys and Shine Lane, both from the Mayhem Web Series on deck. So I'm about to get them on the line now. Y'all can check out these tunes, man. Make sure you hit us up, though. 760-283-4647. And hit that number one key so you can holler at each one of them. And also, if you're a fan of Mayhem, dog, make sure you call in and ask some questions because I want to know what's going to happen next. I don't know if they're going to give us a spoiler alert or what. But check out my man Splash B. We'll be back with y'all in a couple minutes, man. You know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet. Straight from the E-Block Radio. It's your boy. Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, hold it down from 6 Mile to the Mile High. Be back in a couple minutes.
Black skeleton bitches.
Scam. Slash it down, nigga.
cause I'm getting snapped. All these thoughts on me, they tryna send me snap. Spend a little change, I'm tryna get it back. Yeah, I'm in the telly, I'm tryna make it crack. Got them hating on me, cause I'm getting snapped. All these bodies loose, they tryna send me snap. Spend a little change, tryna make it back. Yeah, I'm in the telly, I'm tryna make it crack. Posted at the telly on my iPod. Shorty wearing eyes out. I was saying, my God, I'm on it. She super flame, she super tight. I pray to God she swim tonight. I pray to God I swim tonight. OMG, that's been the night.
I swear to God.
Locked in, we locked in.
We locked in.
I'm locked and loaded, I'm cocking.
I'm cocking.
Overhand, Terry Conklin.
Terry Conklin.
Gray black hope, I'm bouncing. And I get it, I make it fresh.
I make it fresh.
Start the bell, put it on my chest.
Put it on my chest.
Same thing with Brew Life. Make these hoes want new life. I got them hating on me, cause I'm getting snapped. All these bodies on me, they tryna send me snap. Spend a little change, I'm tryna get it back. Yeah, I'm in the telly, I'm tryna make it brack. Got them hating on me, cause I'm getting snapped. All these bodies loose, they tryna send me snap. Spend a little change, tryna make it back. Yeah, I'm in the telly, I'm tryna make it brack. Pop that pussy for her. Okay, now pop that pussy for her. Okay, now pop that pussy for her. I say now pop that, now drop that. But girl, don't you stop that. Keep it rolling, keep it fresh, girl. You know you my best girl. I don't need that best girl, but you need that best girl. If I spit it at you, I shoot it at you. I'm a shooter, girl, I shoot it back. 38, yeah, I'm shooting special. You my boo, babe, you super special. I'm trying to go in, trying to go hard. Put it in you till you scream God. Girl, don't you blaspheme. I got that dope, girl, just acting. I got them hating on me, cause I'm getting snapped. All these bodies on me, they tryna send me snap. Spend a little change, I'm tryna get it back. Yeah, I'm in the telly, tryna make it brack. Got them hating on me, cause I'm getting snapped. All these bodies loose, they tryna send me snap. Spend a little change, I'm tryna make it back. Yeah, I'm in the telly, I'm tryna make it brack.
Skeleton bitches.
Yo, 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 man, you know what it is, man. We back in the building, dogs. Your boy, the Hood Howard Stern. Q Lewis holding it down from 6 Mile to the Mile High. Of course, you are now locked in to E-Block Radio. Don't forget, if you're on eblockradio.com right now, you can hit us up, 760-283-4647. Man, we're getting ready to holler at Andre Keys and my man S. Dot Sean Lane. We talking about the Mayhem Web Series. Don't forget, too, also, if you're on Facebook Live right now, because we go on Facebook Live, you can also hit us up, 760-283-4647. So we out here, dog. I want to welcome back my man Andre Keys, Sean Lane. What's up, fellas?
What up? What's going on?
What's up? What's the deal?
Yo, what's the deal? First of all, before we even pop off at anything, Dre already peeked on Facebook that your ass damn got the flu and some shit. You out here sick, bro?
Yeah, I'm sick as hell out here filming, man, trying to get it done for y'all, man.
Yo, I ain't mad at you, bro. I love the dedication, bro, because if I was sick, I'd have been like, shit, we got to wait.
Yeah, that was the thought, but, you know, I got too many people waiting, man. I can't keep them waiting. Got to do what I got to do. Sometimes you got to chalk it up and just deal with it. Put the S on the chest, you heard?
For sure. S-Dot, man, we got you on the line. It's your first time coming to the block, man. So 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 what's good with you, dog? First of all, because I don't know the whole backstory. Of course, I know Dre, the creator, you know what I'm saying, the whole joint. So how did you get on board, you know, with the executive producer and everything?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been behind the scenes for a minute. You know what I mean? You know, just because I came in at episode 7 of the first season, you know, it don't mean that I ain't always been Mayhem. Like, I've always been Mayhem. It's just when my character came in, that was the right time for it to come in. So, you know, I've been behind the scenes for a minute.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Hey, so now what part of, like, do you have any hand in, like, the writing and everything, or the directing, or is that all, are y'all spreading that out?
We don't write. So,
he said that before. He said that before, so I just thought I'd ask again just to see.
Nah, we really don't write. Like, honestly, like, you know, Dre is the mastermind behind it. You know, and what happens is Dre comes to the forefront with ideas or whatever, and, you know, we kind of season it up. We kind of each character put their own flavor to it, and you know, we make a good episode out of it.
Yeah, for sure. And dog, it's been some good ass episodes, man. We go get into that conversation in a minute. But first, I just want to say this, man. For people out there on eblockradio.com, or if you're on Facebook Live, man, hit us up 760-283-4647, man. You can holler at my man Dre, and of course S. Dot Lane on here, man. My man Sean Lane. We talking about Mayhem. If you don't know about Mayhem, then first of all, if you don't know about Mayhem, I don't know what you've been doing. Because you need to know about this one too. But the crazy shit though, like I was telling Dre this shit last time. I was looking at shit, I don't know. I was looking at some other websites, I can't remember. But you know how YouTube, like, they tell you what you might like since you watch such and such. So then y'all shit popped up. So I'm like, damn, I think I caught it like at the end, probably like the middle or the end of season one. So I started all the way back from the beginning. And I ain't gonna lie, like I told Dre this shit last time, I seen my man Shells had the Detroit hat on, and I'm from the D, so I just immediately started watching that shit. But from that point forward, though, y'all niggas definitely been doing y'all thing. So that's leading off into what I want to say now. How did that shit feel to come away with that award, though, from the Urban Web series? Shit, that shit was gangster, dog. Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks. As far as the award, oh, man, it was actually, it felt great. That's one. You know what I mean? It felt great to, you know what I mean, be appreciated for all the hard work that we did. You know what I mean? Everybody took notice. So that was, you know what I mean? It was great on that part. And shout out to everybody that was in the category with us. But for me, it sidelined me because I didn't feel we was going to win no award. Me and S was having breakfast that morning. We was like, yo, we about to go out there. I'm like, man, it's going to be biased, man. That's all we going against all New York. Like, we the only Jersey.
Right.
I don't think we're going to win nothing. You know what I mean? Even though we know where we stand at in the web series industry, you feel me? Like, we know where we stand. We know we're strong. We know we're one of the top competitors. We know we opening up doors for others as Money and Violence opened up for us. But it was just like, we didn't think we was going to, well, I didn't think we was going to walk away with nothing. Ash was like, yo, we good, man. As long as we come home with one, we good. And the crazy part is we came home with the best one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Best popular web series. Like, we came home with the best one, so, you know what I mean? It just felt great to get noticed for all our hard work.
For sure, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, since we're talking about that, all the hard work, because obviously I know it's been a gang of hard work, because I know we always see the end product. I know it's a lot of time and effort and everything that go into that. So I got to go into this, though. I'd be wrong if I ain't ask. But before episode 11, dog, it seemed like it was some gonna be some disturbance in the inner workings, dog. What was up with that, dog?
What do you mean? And it's like I didn't catch that. What you meant?
Yeah, before episode 11, it looked like it was about to break down. It looked like he wanted to quit. Like, what was up with that?
Nah. See, that was a little something. Maybe I shouldn't have put that out to the people. You know what I mean? But it was a little something. It was like a catch 22 type post when I put that up. I never was gonna quit me, man. Like that'd be foolish. I'm retarded. You know what I mean? To do something like that. It was a catch 22. So the cast, you know, the ones that wasn't, you know what I mean, up front with us all. You know what I mean? Because it's like 40 of us involved in this. You know what I mean? And some of us take it more serious than others. You know what I mean?
Right.
And some don't see the significance of their character, their role in being missing an episode. So I put that post up because I knew how the fans was going to respond. I knew they was going to respond like, yo, you crazy, you better not. Like, yo, do what you got to do. Like, make sure keep going. I knew the responses that was coming. It was to show the cast members that was lacking, like, look what y'all about to miss. Look who y'all letting down. Y'all not letting me down, because at the end of the day, I can do what I want and take y'all out the show and it's over. You understand what I'm saying? So it wasn't, I'm going to stop mayhem. Maybe I put it out there the wrong way, but it was my way of showing the cast members that's not stepping up to the plate, show them who they letting down. So I put it on all my social media, and we got thousands of comments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just crazy. The response, I knew how the response was going to be, but I did that to show them, like, yo, this is who y'all letting down. Y'all not letting me down, because at the end of the day, my pin game crazy enough that I can roll without y'all. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just to let everybody know, like, yo, just look what we doing. Look what we doing to the fans if this happens. If we fall apart now, like, look what's going to happen. Like, that's what that post was about. It never was really about that. I'm going to stop, because actually, to be honest, right after I put that post up, I was on the phone with Sue Surf, locking him in for mayhem. I just got off the phone with the two cops. We went to film that scene right after that. I filmed with Madoff right after that. So it never was like, I put the post up, now fuck everybody, fuck mayhem, and I'm done. Like, I went right back out the door and started working right after. So it never was fuck mayhem. It was to show the cast, like, the ones not all in, like, look what y'all doing. Like, y'all not, like, we good. Hey, I'm gonna be good, but look what y'all doing. If I say and shut the project down right now because I'm tired of the BS.
Right.
That's all it was.
Oh, that's what's up with shit. I'm gonna tell you what. Shit, evidently it worked. Hey, but look, now that you said that though, I know that's probably a challenge. So like, how do you keep people motivated? Like, how do you get them to see the bigger picture?
Well, like I said, for the most part, the ones that serious, as I'm serious, you know, and it's majority of the cast, you know, like, I'm not saying trying to put everybody down. It was just one or two, three, four bad apples out of 40 that's slowing the storyline down. You know, I can't get certain stuff that I need to make the storyline proceed. So,
right.
I mean, to keep them motivated, they self-motivated, you know, like, for the most part, everybody know what we're doing, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Like, I don't really have to motivate them like that. It's just, look, man, this is the bigger picture. Like, yo, we gonna keep rolling or we not? Like, what? Just let me know what y'all wanna do. Like, they with the shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Don't get me wrong. Like, don't mind my social media. I be bugging sometimes.
you be bugging, huh?
Definitely, man. Definitely. I go off the deep end sometimes. You know what I mean? I'm human. You know what I mean? I'm everybody else. Like.
That was a mistake.
But far as keeping the cast motivated, like, yo, they self motivated, especially like all of the main ones. Like, you know, they be with it. You know what I mean? They ready. They always ready to film.
Word.
When he go off the deep end, he already know he's gonna get a phone call from me. Like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
Guarantee, that's definitely calling.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
He's definitely calling, like, yo, Drake, go retract that, delete that shit, play, like, that's definitely put me in check. Phil, all of them. Matter of fact, Phil's sitting right here with me.
Little Word.
Phil, he with me.
What up, though?
How you doing, brother?
What up, bro? Shit, I know all of y'all, dog. I feel like I know all y'all niggas.
What's up, man?
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yo, S, I didn't want to ask you this, though. Obviously, I know you was working behind the scenes and everything before. Like, what made you step out and, you know, get on the camera and get a role?
I always had the role. It was just a point of time of when I was going to get in it.
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like the right timing.
For sure.
It was like the right timing for my character.
Yeah. I gotta ask you this too, and could I, like you said, I know y'all don't do no writing, so I asked Dre this before too, but you look so comfortable in your role, bro. Like, how much of that role is really you, dog?
Watch out,
Be
careful how you ask that.
Hey, look, can you do me a favor and be a little bit more specific with the question?
That's not an answer.
No, what I mean, not maybe by personal experience, but I just like, you know, how much of your artistic value do you draw from real life?
Look, my demeanor, the way I talk, the way I walk, all that stuff, that's me on camera.
Word.
You know, that's really me.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you mean by that. That's,
yeah, for sure.
That's really me. Like, that's just me. Like, you can find me on any regular day, and I'll be the same way that you see me on camera.
Word. All
that's
right.
Me.
Yeah. Hey, so you got music too, right?
Yeah, I do music too. Like, you know, listen, I got my hands in a little bit of everything, man.
For sure. Hey, well, look, a lot of people might not know about your music style, man. So plug that, man. Tell people about your music. Tell them where they can find it.
Well, I mean, right now I got the Mayhem single out on iTunes.
Okay.
We're gonna drop a video for that real soon. But I'm on SoundCloud. That's .lane. And as far as music, we got a whole lot of artists in the Mayhem family that got tons of music.
Word.
And you could hear some of it in an episode, and in the upcoming episode you're gonna be hearing more of it too. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not just me, it's a lot of different artists that's involved in Mayhem. Like, that was one of the platforms that Dre wanted to use Mayhem for to get music out there.
Okay. Dude.
Yeah. So.
But it's working, dog. All of that's working for you. So I did want to say this too. I want to give y'all a shout out though, because y'all do y'all thing on keeping everything jerky. I think that's dope, because like you said, when y'all went to the award show in New York, you figured y'all the only niggas from Jersey out there. Y'all probably wouldn't go get no love. But I think that's the reason why y'all did get love, because y'all got a strong following and y'all keeping it so Jersey though. Like, and I think that's important, especially because I think I mentioned this before I pulled y'all on, but low key, like, you know, I'm from Detroit, but I ain't really fuck with Jersey since Redman. Like, y'all brought me back to Jersey. I think that's dope. And you gotta really see that big picture though. Like, y'all brought me back, and me and a whole lot of people back to Jersey, bro.
Well, you know what Dre said was a true story. Like, we was out eating breakfast talking about it, and he'll tell you, I said to him, I said, dog, if we could get one, we good money. You know what I'm saying? We was up for nine nominations, but it was like, yo, if we walk out of New York with one, we good money.
For sure.
You know, and you know, we was just blessed. We was blessed to get that one award, which was one of the biggest awards. You know, and it was a real big accomplishment for Jersey itself.
Hell yeah. No doubt. I definitely believe that. And Dre, I ain't forget, bro. I sent you some t-shirts, and I'm trying to get on the episode, bro.
Hey man, I got your t-shirt coming in this episode, man. I got them and they ready. I ain't gonna get you. I just looked at them. I got them. They gonna be in this episode coming.
Hey, look, I got to slide in there, because everything else is New Jersey. Everything else is Jersey.
Word. Because that's the way I planned it. That's what I stood by. Like, we got, you know, that's our sponsor. It's Garden State Clothing. That's our sponsor we use. I like I said before, I picked them and chose to go with them for a reason. At the award show, it was 20 different web series, and they all was from New York. You know, so my purpose on keeping it Jersey was to every time you see one of us, one of the main characters, we're in the Jersey wear, so you know it's a Jersey series. It's not a New York series. Because, you know, once you get hot, they take over. You know, they start affiliating you with New York. And, there's no shot at them. It's just, this is what we're doing. Like, we need everybody to know that this is Jersey. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's my whole thing by standing by only dealing with that one sponsor for season two. You know what I mean? Let everybody, this is Jersey. Like, you're not going to sit here and say that Mayhem is from over here or Mayhem is from there. No, it's Jersey.
Right.
Like pretty much everything we need is Jersey.
Yeah, word. I dig that, and that's what a lot of places need. Like I said, man, I mentioned before, you know, being from Detroit, man. Shout out to my people listening out of Detroit, man. But we need that. I ain't gonna lie, we need that, dog. We need some of that stick togetherness, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. I can't be mad about that.
Yeah, man, we trying, man. You know what I mean? It's hard work and dedication, but, you know, for the most part, we pulling it off and we looking good doing it. You know what I mean?
For sure. Hey, so I know, Dre, I asked you this last time, so S, I got you on the line, so I'm going to ask you. Now, I know Mayhem is what y'all working on now, and I know, obviously, you good at this shit, so, you know, what's your plans now? Like, what's next?
First and foremost, you know, is always Mayhem. I mean, but we got a lot of different things that's in the works. And Mayhem again, it's a big platform to open up a lot of other things. So it's a lot of things coming. Like my man Uncle Phil that's in the web series. He got a little web series coming out later on. You know, we got everybody got something coming. You know, we not just relaxing, like we constantly working. Like me and Dre was on the phone yesterday for about 2 hours trying to figure out, when we finish season two, what we gonna do to keep the people fresh, to keep them, you know, watching to see what we doing until season three drops. So, like, we always in a lab, it ain't no time off. We always in a lab trying to figure something out for the people, man.
Yeah. That's what's up, dog. That's what I like to hear. And, of course, that's what all the fans like to hear, too. So I want to ask y'all this. Now, with the success of Mayhem, you know, right now, as far as it being a web series, do y'all have like some specific plans on like where you want to go with it, like with this project? Like, do you want to do some Netflix shit? Do you want to do some major deal type shit? Like, where y'all want to go with it?
As far as that, like right now, like that's not our focus. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, we know all of that's coming. You know what I mean? That's not our focus to sit there and be like, all right, well, let's try to get this build. You know, people been reaching out. You know, like I said before, we got stuff on the plate. A lot of stuff I turned down. You know what I mean? If it's not right, then we not dealing with it. You know, and we ain't going to be stubborn about it either. If somebody presents something good to us, then, you know what I mean, we all for it. You know what I mean? Because we too creative. Like I said, we was on the phone yesterday, 2 hours, you know, talking about upcoming projects. Like, we sat there and came up with a whole nother web series. You know, we ain't gonna give y'all no insight on it now, but we came up with a whole nother web series. Our plan is to just stay active. You know what I mean? We not gonna let our channel die, because we gonna take our break that we need for Mayhem. But in between time, we got other projects. You know, my first priority one I'm thinking that we might roll with is the Little Phil one. You know what I mean? Guilty by Association. That's the one that we might roll with first off of that. And then, you know, like I said, there's a lot of free time on our hands in between once we end this season to the time we come back. We might drop 3-4 different projects. We got a lot. Like, I got a lot just sitting in the closet. You know, I mean, I could just go to the closet and pull something off the shelf and be like, all right, I want to do this one. You know, we got the people attention now, so I pretty much know what the people like. Like me and Esther sitting there talk, we know what the people like and what the people want at this point. You know what I mean? The whole thing is just to get better organized, so therefore we can have the product for y'all and don't have y'all waiting. You know what I mean? That's our main goal right now, is to fix the consistency of what we're doing. You know what I mean? We get that fixed amongst us. Then, you know, the world got a problem. We don't need nobody to come and give us a deal. We know how to eat. You know what I mean? Everybody that's in there is from the streets at some point in time in their life. So everybody know how to get money. So it ain't about the bag right now. You know what I mean? It's about, for us, about the audience. You know what I mean?
Right.
Drawing more people in, making it, getting it more popular. Once our channel get what we wanted to get, we got so much stuff for everybody, like everything.
Right.
Like it ain't always gonna be violence. Like I got a lot of shit in the cut already. You know what
right.
I mean? And that's what we can do. Like I said, mayhem is the first priority. You know what I mean? But it's the platform to open up the door, other doors for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To do other projects. And, We gonna hit people with a lot of stuff, man. We got a lot of stuff in the making.
Word. Hey, look, you know we waiting, dog. You know everybody waiting on whatever y'all got going on next. And this is kind of a mashup question. Now earlier when I first got on, I was talking about Chrisette Michelle performing at the inaugural ball, right? So now that just made me think. And because of something you just said, you said that right now it really ain't about the bag. So I guess my question in relative to that is there anybody that you wouldn't, or is there any deal or anybody in particular that you wouldn't work with, no matter how much money was involved?
I'm saying it all depends. If it's something, you know, you got to look at it a couple different ways. This is business. You know what I mean? If you look at anything personally, you'll never make no bread. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
At the end of the day, business is business. You know what I mean? Like I said, if the bag right, if the situation right, then it is what it is. So I can't sit here and speak on something particular like I wouldn't do this or wouldn't do that because it hasn't presented itself yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, it's stuff that, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like I said, it's all business. You know what I mean? Like, we in this to create a brand. So if, like, I don't know. Like I try to keep personal separate from business, so I can't even really answer that question because like a situation haven't presented itself.
Word.
You know what I mean? Like
I dig it.
Like I don't know.
Yeah. Now, I ask that because I know that some situations like for instance, if you took it to a subscription based platform, then like some people like you may lose some of your fan base, like. Does some of that play into, you know, factor into that decision too?
Definitely, definitely. I turned the deal down for that already. Actually, two deals. It was a subscription base. Like, and at the end of the day, it was saying whoever don't want to pay this bread ain't gonna see us. And at this point in time, I didn't feel that that's something we was aiming for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was a good deal. It was a 50-50. It was a 50-50 deal. But at the end of the day, you were saying. If just say for instance, let me just give a number. Say for instance, we got 10,000 followers. Like, watch us strong. And we go to this subscription based site, only 1,000 followers. We just said the hell with 9,000 people. At the end of the day, we started this to the people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, something like that, I already had turned down. Like, it's not right. You know what I mean? Unless, now, don't get me wrong. Now, that bag really crazy. I try to work out a back deal. Okay, I licensed it off to them for a year, and then after that year up, I got it back where I can give it back to the fans for free. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's ways to work. Like, you just got, like I said, the deal has to present itself to know how you're going to handle that deal.
Word. I can dig that. Hey, Ed, what you say about that, Ed? You feel the same way?
Yep.
That's what's up. Hey, look, before I let y'all get up out of here, though, I got to ask another question. I asked Dre this last time, so I'm going to ask you, S. As far as getting into this game, you know, as far as getting into the web series game, what was you, let me see, I want to say, like, were you surprised at how it blew up, or did you already anticipate, like, you know, this is major, it's going to pop off like I think it is?
I mean, I want to say how fast it blew up was kind of a surprise. Like, sometimes, like, this guy, Dre, just got a great mind. Like, you know, I'm going to give him that. Sometimes we talk, and I say something to him, and you know, in the next 5 minutes, he got something real big. And I tell him all the time, like, yo, when it comes to this shit, you're a genius with this shit. With some other shit, you might not be 100, but with this shit, you're a genius. You know what I mean? So, you know, I knew we had something. It was just a matter of everybody playing a part and us getting it where it needs to be to be in a position that it's in. You know what I mean? We definitely knew we had something. Like, it was, nothing like this was ever done in our city. You know,
right.
Like, you know, nothing is big. So when we got the support from the city, we just knew, like, you know, it's gonna get big, and we hoping to get bigger. You know, I told him last week, we looking at over 4 million views of our episodes, and we got like 100,000. We doing like 100,000 and some change an episode, and I'm telling him, I'm like, that's not good enough, bro. Like, we need to do something else to double that. So we not sitting here being content with where we at. Because if you ask me, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm happy about what we doing. We really did what we supposed to do yet. So we gonna keep pushing.
Let me add to that a little bit. Now when you asked me that question before, I said I knew we was gonna do something, but I didn't know how we was gonna do. And just looking at our success, like he said, we doing about 100,000 or better per episode. Like, it's a lot of new web series that's following, opening up the door. And I've been looking, man, Esther's been talking about this for the last couple of days too. Like, I'm looking at them, they've been out for a couple months, 3 months, and they only got like 5,000 to 10,000 views, if that. Some ain't even break 5,000, and they've been out 3-4 months.
Right.
Our first day out did 2,000 views on our first day, 24 hours, we did 2,000. That first week, we did 22,000.
Yeah.
What grabbed the people was our substance. Like, what we do, like, it took to the people. So you have to give us good product. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, we got a lot of stuff we can fix and make better. You know, that's not in our hand right now. That take bread. You know, but our difference when we came out, like I said, the city got behind us. Once the city got behind us, everybody else got behind us. You know, it's hard. This shit ain't easy. It's like nobody, like I said, the surprise was how fast it took off, because I didn't expect it to go off that fast. I told the cast we was going to do 10,000 views in the first year.
Yeah.
You know, that changed. I said we'd probably do 100,000 views the first year. We ended up doing 1 million. So, you know, it's hard. This ain't an easy game. It ain't just something everybody think they can just pick this camera up and just say, all right, I'm going to do a web series because they did it. It ain't that easy, because I didn't look at it that way. I didn't say I'm going to make Mayhem because they did it. I've been wanting to do Mayhem before Money and Violence got hot, all of that. I got that web series in my closet.
Right.
You know, this ain't easy. Like, it takes a lot of preparation, a lot of dedication, and a lot of hard work. And that's what got us where we at. It ain't just, I'm going to put a web series out and put a few people in front of the camera and think we're going to be hot. You got to have some type of substance that grab people's attention.
No doubt, it's a
hard game, man. You know, for us, we was the fortunate ones that is easy for. You know, but like I said, we trying to get the numbers up even higher. We need more.
Yeah, for sure. That's always the aim, to get even bigger. And I guess just to end it off on that, I'm gonna ask from both of y'all. You know what I'm saying, Dre? I asked you last time, but I'm gonna ask you again. So from both of y'all, I want to know, just piggybacking off what you said then, What would be your advice to somebody trying to get into the game?
Well, I talked to a few people. Like, yo, I'm not a greedy person. Like, I feel this is a big platform. At the end of the day, we all tapping into a multi-billion-dollar business. You know, this is entertainment. This is a different type of entertainment. It's not just music. You know, this is movie. You know, there's a lot of money in it. So a few countries, they hit me in my DM, you know, and there's one guy now that's putting out one, my man O'Nitty, he's making money hungry. You know, I sit on the phone with him and I talk to him and give him pointers. You got to want to do it. Like, to me, I think that's the difference. Like, I really, really, really wanted to do it. And, you know, everybody graduated to that. Everybody came to me and was like, all right, I'm with you. So, it, you know, it take your team. You know what I mean? Everybody got to be dedicated. Like, to me, that's the biggest part of it all. You have to have the dedication and the support from the people that are standing behind you and helping and pushing you forward. You know what I mean? It's easy to go to the camera and just say, all right, stand here, do this, say this, blah, 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 and make a good scene, but that's not good enough if everything's not like that. You know what I mean? It, to me, it's your core is your support system. You know, the fans pushed us. You know, the fans got behind us and pushed us. They pushed me every episode. Just like last episode, we killed off Shells. They like, oh, Mayhem about to be garbage now. You think that? We 27 episodes and you think I'm about to let Mayhem be garbage because I killed off one of your favorites? I don't think so. Stick around.
I would have thought you killed Shells. I ain't gonna lie. Everybody don't live forever, you know. At the end of the day, somebody got to die. That's the name of our shit. Somebody get shot. Somebody got to. At the end of the day, you know, shout out to Shells for all his hard work he put in. You know, he helped us get where we at. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. We got to push forward. You know, I got a million people that want to be in this, so I could make y'all another show. If that's my aim, to sit there and say, okay, to fill that void, they missing shows. I have to go get another show. You know, it's like, stop there. It don't stop there. It can't stop there. You know, reach out in the next episode. It's going to stop X-Man, just reach out or S-Dot. Like, I'm going to fill that void. I'm going to bring somebody else.
What about you, S?
I feel like, you know, anybody could do whatever they set their mind out to do. You know, the biggest thing with this though is you have to because it's a web series, you got to deal with a lot of different people. You got to deal with a lot of different personalities. So you have to be humble about a lot of things. And you got to be willing to listen and take criticism.
Word.
Because if you step up in this thing and you trying to do a web series or whatever, and you can't listen to anything that anybody, no type of advice anybody giving you or whatever the case is, you're not going to make it. Because a lot of times people from different sides of the coin could see things that you can't see. You know, and that goes with anything that you're doing. Like, you can't see everything.
Right.
And, you know, so my advice to anybody is just be humble and keep pushing.
Or,
you know, that's it. Like, it's not going to happen overnight. It's just not. It's not going to happen. You know, you're going to get a lot of people that's going to tell you can't do it. That's our biggest motivation, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
somebody said, "Oh, y'all can't do it."
Right.
That just makes us go 10 times harder.
Right. That's the biggest motivation. Shit, so you can prove them wrong. Shit, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we got a lot of that when we first started. Y'all, and this was from my inner city. We got a lot of that. Oh, that ain't doing nothing. That's, you know, and then that was the same people that were saying that. Begging to get in. Like, yo, I'm like, fuck, I get in. But we not doing shit, remember? Like, oh, you said we wasn't going to be shit. Now why are you back over here? Like, you just gotta buckle down and just move forward, you know. Just make sure you got that, you know, that advice to the people like that's out here trying to start. Like, just go for what you know, do what you gotta do. Like, don't half-ass it. You know what I mean? Because if it's half-assed, people going to notice. You know what I mean? And you're going to lose them right there and get. They're going to notice.
You can tell.
Like, and that's what kind of separates us from a lot. Like, yo, I really love doing this. You know what I mean? I really love it. Like, I sit there and I read every comment on YouTube, Facebook, whatever. Anything that a super kid with Mayhem, I read every comment. You know what I mean? I practically know a lot of these fans' names. Because they always see the comments. You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta be able to talk to people as well. Like, and that's what separates us. Like, I really talk to all the fans that I possibly could in my free time. I really sit there and go down the list, answer questions, everything. Like,
for sure.
You know, you just gotta you got to do it, man. That's what it all. That's what it's all about.
For sure, man, and definitely, I know it's true because shit, that's how I got this interview anyway. Shit, comment on your thread.
Just like, bro, I read everything, yo. I be up 3-4 in the morning scrolling YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. I'm looking. I'm on other people's pages to see what they talking about. I try to interact.
Word, I feel. That's what you gotta do, man. Hey, but shit, dog. It's about that time to get up out of here, man. I want to thank both of y'all for coming on the block, man. Of course, my man S, my man Dre. Shout out to my man Phil over there in the background chilling. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Mayhem crew, bro. I want to thank y'all again for coming
Absolutely.
Out,
bro.
For sure.
Thanks for having us, bro.
Thank y'all for having us, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. I'm looking forward to seeing them t-shirts.
Yeah, they definitely going to be in this one. I guarantee you to be in this one.
Hey, that's all love, bro. I appreciate that shit to the fullest, for real.
Word. Nah, I'm definitely get a good shot of it in there. Don't worry about it. It's coming.
For sure, man. All right, man. Y'all boys be easy, man. Shout out to Jersey.
All right, shout
Jersey
out
all day.
Yo, dope interview, man. Shout out to the Mayhem Web Series, man. Shout out to my man S.Lane, my man Andre Keys. Phil was in the background chilling. Shout out to the whole crew, though, man. Thank everybody for checking us out today. Everybody that checks us out on eblockradio.com. Everybody who checks us out on Facebook Live. But now we got to end the show, dog. So it's over with, bro. But we're going to our special musical guest for today. Shout out to my man, A. Measy, from right out here in the Mile High, dog. Straight out here from Denver, Colorado. So we're shooting to the musical guest. And don't forget, man, we're taking off next week, so we'll be off for a couple of weeks, so make sure you check out the replays at www.eblockradio.com. But till the next time, man, you know exactly what it is, man. The liveest cloud radio show on the planet, straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial, man. It's your boy, Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 miles to the mile high. You know what it is, man. Peace out, y'all. A. Measy in the building.
Started from the bottom, still on the rise. Seen too many people trying to live in a disguise. Don't want to see you winning, rather laugh at your demise. When you start to get paid to do shit like a bribe, it's all in due time. This Black Lives Matter, don't make us come fuck up your scene like bad actors. Boy, I need respect like I need air. Couple features last month made a G there. Working 366 like it's leap year. Nigga got his music moving like I leased here. Yeah. We used to stay after school just to fuck on bitches. Starting freestyle ciphers at lunch by the benches. Just some young hood niggas with a dollar in the dream. Just a dollar in the dream. Local artists posting pictures, but it's not what it seems. Nah, not at all what it seems. Niggas groupies and we know the truth.
We do.
But perception is everything.
Everything.
So the masses fall for it quick.
Right.
And honestly, this shit is sad to see. There's principles I wouldn't give up, even if you bitter. Cause this the shit I learned from the streets. Showed me not to never give up, never be a quitter, or be another bum on the E, man. Shout out to my hood, nigga. 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 Showed me everything that I ain't wanna be. The goal has always been to leave, I spoke it openly.
Yeah.
I was determined as a teen, rapping in my basement. I had a place to write music and a place to lay it. Recorded 8 mixtapes on a sound recorder, on the cheapest mic, gave them hoes out for free. We was writing every day, fuck some homework. Was in the lab more than Dexter, asked my brother T. Yeah. So we started booking shows with my goon squad cats.
What
couple
up?
Gigs had to fade up and getting fights at. Though it seemed so redundant, we was on the right track.
Right.
Making hits and going in like I'm swinging spike bats. Recognition, it was overdue. They never have a choice when you showing proof. All the things I sacrificed, if you only knew.
Only
needed
knew.
Something to stand for, so I chose a few. Yeah. I used to steal just to eat and put some dollars in my pocket. Always wonder why my music wasn't praised, wasn't popping. Till I took accountability for everything I did and stayed positive and spoke it to existence. There's principles I wouldn't give up, even if you bitter. cause this the shit I learned from the streets. Showed me not to never give up, never be a quitter, or be another bum on the E, man. Shout out to my hood, nigga. 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 My hood raised the real one. But I'm not gonna stress on the negative. Shit's good right now. I mean, shit, it's my Friday.